Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The countdown has begun. How many more of these we got? Five? Five
that's
total,
it.
Starting with today? Next Thursday, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock is our final one. The draft is next Thursday night at 8 out in Detroit. We know the Eagles hold the 22nd pick. I mean, they could hold the third pick if they trade A.J. Brown to New England for the third overall pick, which I want to do based on the rumors that are out there. But let's get to it. Today, we're going over to The Athletic. And, Hugh, we got ourselves a brand new name. You know, most of these we've done for the past, what, month and a half?
Yeah.
A lot of the same names. Similar names get cycled in. Defensive pass rushers.
This is starting to get crazy now.
Yes. Some pass rushers. We've seen corners, a lot of offensive linemen. We kind of know.
A lot of offensive linemen.
But here we got a new name. All right. Today, we go to The Athletic. Number one overall, you guessed it, Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback USC. Number two, the Commanders select Drake May. Something interesting is going on with this. So, Hugh, for the past month, if you look at the odds for each pick, Jaden Daniels was the favorite to be the Commanders pick, like by a lot. It shifted the last couple days. A lot of people now think Drake May is going to be their pick.
Yeah, because they all went out to like a golf outing or something.
Well, apparently Jaden Daniels was annoyed because he thought it was his visit with the Commanders, and it turned into a group visit with all
the
quarterbacks.
Yeah, like everybody went to hang out, and they took group pictures and everything.
A little mini golf or something?
Yeah, and he felt some kind of way.
I'm sure he did. So
that's probably why they did it.
And maybe it was. Drake May to the Commanders. Number three, the Patriots select Marvin Harrison Jr., in this mock draft. Number four, the Giants trade up to select Jaden Daniels, quarterback LSU. Number five, the Jets trade up for Malik Nabers, wide receiver LSU. So that's kind of a wild top five. All right, let's scroll down here and get to where the Philadelphia Eagles pick. At number 22, they stay there, they don't move up. And in this mock draft, they take Jerzon Newton, defensive tackle, Illinois. Jerzon Newton, defensive tackle, Illinois, which would mean the Eagles select a defensive tackle in the first round of the NFL draft for the third straight year. I mean, the one thing that's like the famous one like this was when the Lions took a receiver in the first round three straight years because they whiffed on the first couple. I think the last one might have been Calvin Johnson. That worked out okay. But it's rare, right? It's just rare to see a team take the same position 3 years in a row in the first round. Now, this kid might be a star, but Hugh, if they take Newton at Illinois, it tells me they've lost faith in Jordan Davis, right? Because Jalen Carter, everyone seems to be very high on, as we should. He played well last year. But if they take another defensive tackle, I got to imagine they don't believe that Jordan Davis is going to make a big jump.
Or it could be that Jordan Davis is their run stopper, and this guy's potentially their pass rusher. Because when I look at it, he has 7.5 sacks last year. So maybe they're looking at him to be the guy in a 3-4, that's probably going to be one of the defensive ends that can put a little pressure on the quarterback. It could potentially be that. But that's still a young defense, young Thundercats. And it looks like he can, you know, he got a little bit of wiggle off the corner. I could see him playing one of those end spots along with Jalen Carter with Jordan Davis in the middle.
So it's interesting the way you frame it. Like if they're moving to a true 3-4, Jordan plays the nose.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ends, you know, but they're more like a defensive tackle, would be Jalen Carter. And then you think he could play
the other end.
I mean, basically what the kind of player Fletcher was.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I think it is. I think that when you talk about it, and this is the first time we've seen him at the mock. That's what I'm thinking that they're thinking. Because we talked about this, I think it was all of us talked about this a few weeks ago, and talked about potentially what this team would line up as. And for whatever reason, I always felt that Jalen probably was going to potentially be the nose. But no, slide him out to one of those ends. Put Jordan in the middle. Let him – and the thing about that is, like, work on his condition and everything. But if he gains a little bit of weight, then that's cool. Just let him play the nose and let those other two guys eat. With those outside linebackers, Bryce Huff, putting the Kobe Dean in the middle, along with the other linebacker that we got.
Devin White.
So, yeah, you can play with that. And Nolan Smith on the other side. That's a young defense, but, I mean, that's a pretty decent front seven.
Here's what I would frame it as, because I understand your point, that it wouldn't necessarily mean they're giving up on Jordan. It just would be changing what he is, right?
Yeah, changing his role.
But you know what they would be giving up on, Hugh? They've said for a couple years they think Jordan Davis could be a better pass rusher. Like, they think he could get there. But this tells me they'd be giving up on that idea.
Yeah, you know what's funny about that? I remember watching when they won the first championship, and they played Alabama in the SEC championship. And I remember talking to some friends of mine that are big Georgia fans, and I was like, dude, why is he tired? Why is he a pass? Like, why is he getting to the quarterback? Mm. I remember them saying, man, that's not what he does. That's not his skill set. So with that being said, when the Eagles drafted him that high, they put a lofty expectation on this young man that he never really lived. He didn't even live up to that in college. That's why when I hear people say bust and things of that nature, I'm like, no, he's not a bust. If anything, for Howie, that was a reach. That was more of a reach than anything, because he's always been a guy that has been like a run stopper. Now, he played well in the championship game against Alabama, and he got after the quarterback a little bit. But his bread and butter has been that guy that clogs up the middle.
Well, it has been, and this will be year three for him. It's a big year. So this Newton kid, NFL.com, they do comps, right? You look at the player, and they tell you, who's he like in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting comp, one we know very well. His comp is Javon Hargrave, who obviously the Eagles
he used to be here.
Lost last year to the 49ers. The optics of this, Kyle, would look very odd if they took a defensive tackle in the first round the third straight year. That being said, they did lose Fletcher. It's a position they value. I wouldn't be shocked, based on the way Jordan Davis has played the first years, if they go back again to that position.
So I wouldn't snap like I would if they took a backup offensive lineman. Defensive tackle, I think, is a little bit more of an area of need than offensive line depth and maybe the guard position is. Would it be a bad thing for Jordan Davis? Yeah, and that would be a problem. And that would be something where we're talking about, like, should we maybe give somebody else draft responsibility other than Howie Roseman? Because you struggle to nail that pick with Jordan Davis, then, and you're drafting another defensive tackle, that's not a spot you want to be in. But
also, they traded up for Jordan Davis. They traded three picks to move up three spots,
yeah.
I think.
So if you whiff like that, and you...
Yeah, I didn't, like, when I saw it and what everybody thought he was, that's why I'll say to he's gone. He's not a pass rusher. And if you drafted him that high, that's more on you than anybody, because he wasn't that in college.
They thought he could become one. I mean, so far he hasn't been.
And so if Vic Fangio is going to run, 3-4, then you kind of need that. You need the right guy at nose.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So this kid was very productive. I mean, he was first team All Big Ten, finalist for the Gursky Award. He was 7.5 sacks. He's a player, probably a first round pick, but it's certainly the first time we've seen this name associated with the Eagles. All right, 215-592-9494 is how you hop in. Let's talk to Joe in Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Joe.
Hey, it's Black Panther. How we doing?
Hey, Joe. What's up, pal?
Hey, guys. Long time, Joe. I'm listening to the show. We're not trading two first-round picks for the Dallas linebacker. We'll wait till he leaves next year. Just to get some food out of the way. Blue cheese, Gorgonzola cheese, should be banned from this earth.
Blue cheese and Gorgonzola.
I'd rather take a thumbtack and put it in my hand. That's my response to Kyle and his blue cheese wings. Okay? Terrible. If you want a good thing to go with your steak, especially young guys out there, you don't get ripped off if you're in a restaurant, McAllen's 12.
How about that? Excellent. We got a little steak recommendation. Hugh's writing that one down. Hugh is a steak connoisseur. He loves that.
McAllen's 12. Joe, I go out and take clients out a lot. I always get McAllen's 12 because you go into a restaurant, It's very reasonably priced, okay? And it's very, very good. So I would tell that to anybody. Like, that's a perfect thing to go with a steak. I'm not a red wine drinker. I've tried, just can't get into it. So that being said, a couple of things. We have a better shot at going outside right now and getting struck by lightning than getting that third pick in the draft. But if we did that and did get struck by lightning, I go around my block doing jumping jacks, okay? You have to want that, okay? It's a money game, right? You're getting a great player. And I'll tell you another thing. This Malik Nabers, he may be the best player in the draft.
Well, Joe, a lot of people have said there's a chance he goes above Harrison. I still think Harrison will be picked first, but people love Nabers at LSU. And he's only, I think, 20 years old, so he's even younger than the other guy.
Yeah, 100%. I like him a lot. And he's a really – the other thing I would say, if we're going to stay, you know how he's going to move these draft picks. Guys, I hate these mock drafts with a passion. You know why? These idiots are predicting trades. Who can predict a trade? Oh, they're going to trade to this team and move. It's ridiculous, okay? But we have a very good player that would help our defense, and we're in position if we don't trade our draft picks. And that's Edrian Cooper, linebacker, Texas A&M. He runs like a 4-3. He's a sideline-to-sideline linebacker. We haven't had somebody like this in a long period of time. The kid from North Carolina State, Peyton Wilson, we need to get a linebacker with this second pick. I mean, I don't know, you know, and I'll just tell you one other point. Because I live where I live, I watch a lot of Knick games. I'm going to tell you what you have to fear. And if this guy doesn't have a big game, Philly will definitely win him. DiVincenzo. Even for the Knicks to win, they need DiVincenzo to play big. Okay, that's your guy from Villanova.
Yeah, athletic, and he can hit threes. He's a good player. The Knicks have a lot of really, like, you know, they have winning players. That's why they've had such a good season. They don't have any superstars, except Brunson's become one. But, like, they have just winning players. Joe, I think this is a really long series. I think these teams are even.
Joe, I would tell you this. I would take all bets. Whoever called up and said Philly in five, I take that bet all day. I've watched a lot of this Knicks team. They have a lot. My son's a diehard Knicks fan. I'm not a big basketball guy. But this team is a very – they're competitive. You know, they go to the ground for the ball. Their bench is pretty deep. They got guys that come off. Like, they don't have a superstar like your guy. But Brunson is a really, really good player. I'd say he's a top 10 player.
I agree. And yeah, he moved to that area this year for sure.
So 100%. So that's, you know, let's get a linebacker. You know how he's going to move this pick. We're not going to get a defensive tackle. I hope not. I hope he doesn't botch this draft. You know, I keep thinking we had Kyle Hamilton fall to us and we blew that.
That's where the Davis pick came from, Joe. Joe, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, that's part of why this keeps coming up. They had a chance at a guy like Kyle Hamilton. Yes, I think everyone would be excited, Hugh, if they got a legitimate linebacker in the second round next Friday.
Yeah, I think that would be great, but you know, who knows? Who knows what they're going to do? We need one. We definitely need one.
I'm not comfortable with just the idea of Devin White and N'Kobe Dean. I know I heard N'Kobe talk the other day. And he said he's
excited.
Yeah. And I don't even think N'Kobe can't play. He can't stay healthy.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Like, you can't. Your biggest asset is your availability, and thus far he hasn't been available. I love N'Kobe Dean. I like his demeanor. I like the way he played at Georgia, but. You know, you're banking on a lot on a guy who, for the last couple of seasons, hasn't been healthy. Hopefully that changes for him. Hopefully he's done something in his workouts that helps him stay healthy throughout the season. But yeah. You just never know. You never know.
No, you don't. And I can't. They can't count on that. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Tom in Abington. Hey, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
What's going on, Tom?
All right, so I do want to touch on AJ. I got a bold Rounders prediction and a snack at the end. But I gotta say, Sheem, I love you, bro. But if not for speculation, this whole thing we do with the whip would not exist.
Tom, I thought the same thing. Like, yeah, I mean, obviously.
Speculation. We're all thinking of things. That's all we do is speculate.
And you know what? Here's the thing, Tom. And it's part of why this station was created and existed. This is what fans do. Like, we think of these things. We talk to our buddies about them. And we just happen to do it on the air.
We talk to them at the bar.
Yeah.
You don't think this is going to be a conversation this weekend?
Of course.
We're going to talk about this all weekend.
All right, so A.J. Brown, I am not in the business of trying to trade this guy. He's amazing. That being said, the third overall pick, that's a no-brainer. Of course you do that. The problem is the Patriots aren't going to do that. Like, why wouldn't they just go ahead and take Harrison Jr. instead of trading?
Probably, and you're probably right. Now, they may be in love with AJ. I mean, they may think, and I don't know where they're at in their, you know, they're trying to rebuild this thing. Maybe they're desperate to have something, you know, great right away. But yeah, if they're offering it, they're obviously, they're overpaying. Yeah.
If they're dumb enough to do it, then you jump on it. Yeah. Now, a bold Philadelphia second rounders prediction here. Stay with me. So they're going to sweep the Knicks. And then in the second round, they're going to face the Bucks, and they're going to go up 3-1 and then lose three straight games to be kicked out in the second round as they usually do.
Tom, I can't handle that. To go up 3-1 on Doc and to blow it to Doc, I can't do it, Tom. No, please.
I've been around a long time. Trust that.
Yeah, we'd be celebrating Doc then, would we?
Would you rather be up 3-1 on Doc or down 3-1 on Doc?
I'd rather be down 3-1.
So would I.
Yeah, this is good, but it's, you know, we struggle in life.
We do struggle in life, though.
This is true. So, a snack for you guys. First off, we're discussing snacks. There should be no vegetables entered into the conversation here, okay?
Okay,
that's a shot at me. I got you. Note it, Tom.
Hugh, this is right up your alley. Grab a bowl. Grab your favorite Dorito. Crunch it up into the bowl. Grab a dill pickle. Slice it up. Mix that in. And then, of course, you top that with your bacon, okay? And then, if you're feeling a little saucy, dice up some jalapeno peppers and throw that in the mix as well.
That would have to be a serious sesh to eat all that, because you lost me with the pickle, though.
Oh, the pickle's good.
Yeah,
I keep saying that. You lost me with the pickle, but the bacon, you recovered with the bacon. Like, bacon is like...
Extra bacon. Have a good one, fellas. Yeah,
you too, Tom. I might try that, Doritos clutch. And the pickles.
You mean a sesh? You going to do a sesh?
No.
You need some help with that?
I'm just going to eat the Doritos and pickles.
If you got, I got something for you.
I'll be there, Hugh.
You want to come?
Yeah.
I got some brownies. That was random. It was a little random.
I think the dill pickle and this whole thing was the most unique one we've seen.
Yeah, that is very, very unique.
Anything hit you? I mean, I think the potato skins hit you today.
Yeah, the potato that you can never find. You got to find somebody to make you potato skins.
I'm telling you guys, the potato skins have been replaced by the Brussels sprouts on the menu. You could yell at me about it.
And what did he say? The lardoons with the Brussels sprouts.
Lardoons.
Yeah.
That's just making it sound fancy.
Well, people say lardon, but it's lardoons. It's pronounced lardoons. So, yeah. That sounds pretty.
You got any lardoons back at the place?
Nah, but like from what I've heard, you can make lardoons. They're just like little bacon pieces. You can make your little lardoons.
Hugh's weekend is planned out.
Make some lardoons. That seems like a whole lot to be making when you're trying to, you know, enjoy your weekend.
Well, I would think you'd have to pre-make some of this so it's ready for the time you need
it.
Otherwise, you're going to mess the whole thing up.
Yeah, definitely will.
It's not going to work out.
Or it's not going to happen.
You forget.
It's not going to happen.
Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Self?
What's up, Self?
Hey, I miss y'all, man. I miss y'all. You know what I mean? Like, this is where you get real sports talk at. This time of the day right here.
Well, we appreciate you, man. Good hearing from you. What are you thinking on this?
Hey, listen, I told y'all to get rid of A.J. Brown. He's a problem child. He's a little boy in a grown man body. Get rid of him, man. We don't need that headache. That's the first problem. Number two, I personally would draft a receiver as a slap in the face to him if he's going to keep up his antics to send a message. Number two, Hugh, I love the sound of the defensive lineup that you gave, but let's be honest, that defense going to get ransacked. That's going to be a
That's why our offense got to score about 30 points to 40 points a game.
40?
I think they can do it, yeah.
40 is like your six-run-a-game thing.
Six runs for the Phils.
I was just about to say.
40 game for the Eagles.
I'm already putting out lofty expectations. So he's an idiot. Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there.
Listen, you have diehard fans and you have ride-or-die fans. I'm the ride-or-die fan. I'm going to ride with you until you kill me, then I'm dead. I can't do it. I just refuse to... I don't even want to watch no games this year because it's going to be embarrassing, man. It's going to be embarrassing. The trade moves they made, I'm not happy with. The draft, I have yet to – I'm not positive about. I hate this whole organization and all of the teams, management in Philly, man. I can't stress that enough. The management of Philadelphia teams is just like the management of our government, our city officials here. they suck. Period, point blank. End of discussion, man. I can't do it. Horrible.
Well, they got to be better. And Self, man, we appreciate it. And Self would do it. Self's in on the idea of trading AJ for the third pick. All right, Hugh, of course, we had a little mock draft earlier, a daily mock. And this segment brought to everyone by...
Yes, and you know what? Ironically, the Jug Handle has, they have potato skins. Always good times, great food, and award-winning wings at the Jug Handle Inn. And potato skins, obviously.
So you can find them there.
Yeah, I can find them at the Jug Handle. I was just informed by my – I got the Jug Handle insider.
I like that. You know, that tells you they're old school.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
the Jug Handle, yeah.
You know what? It's like this is like the market inefficiency now. You be the place that still has the potato skins.
Yeah, that's the plug. I got the plug at the Jug.
Well, now everyone listening has been wondering where they can get potato skins.
Well, get some good potato skins.
They just found out.
At the Jug Handle.
You ever make your own potato skins? Like at home?
No.
I'm just saying, now that we've talked about it, and they're hard-ish to find except at the Jug Handle, maybe I'll make my own.
I'm not about to be making no potato skins.
No, I can't be that.
Because then they'd be like afflicted. Then my potato skins will look afflicted. You know what I mean? I need somebody else to make them that they won't look so afflicted. But why do they shrivel? I guess the ones that I see, they're kind of like they've been sitting there a while. I don't like to eat them when they look all dried up. You know what I mean?
Nothing makes something sound less appetizing than calling it afflicted.
It's afflicted. Yeah, it's all dried up and shrivelly looking. No,
yeah, that's not going to work. Brian at Clifton Heights. What's up, Brian?
What's up, guys? How's it going today?
Hey, Brian. What's up, pal?
What's up, pal? You know my stance with this A.J. Brown. I don't think it has anything to do with his – there's a problem in the locker room. I don't think it has anything to do with him and the quarterback. He's seen his partner on the other side get paid. Now he's ready to cause he's just stirring it up. It's all business. All business. You know what I mean? It's nothing personal. He's looking to get paid. You know, this is second payday. It'll be his last payday. His last big payday, and that's what he wants.
So wait a minute. You mean to tell me he's looking to stir the pot?
He's already gotten
paid to get more money by
Correct.
Causing dissension in the ranks.
Well, the Eagles are not going to give him $30 million a year when his option year, he's going to opt out.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to opt out.
But, well, I wouldn't give it to him either, Brian. Like, they already have a $25 million receiver. Now, if he wants to play the next couple years on this deal, okay, you know, keep him around, of course. He's a good player, but I'm not giving him more money.
Nah. And this is kind of his – this is where he's starting. But I mean, let's get back to the original answer. The original answer is I would trade him and a third pick to New England for Marvin Harrison Jr. And the reason why is because – you got a $250 million quarterback who's got a number two running back. You went out and got him a premier offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore. He's got the top five tight end, and he's got a $25 million man on the other side. If he can't win with all that without A.J. Brown, you know, that's the bigger question. You know,
yeah, and listen, Brian, I know they can afford it right now, but down the line, there might be, you know, cap issues with trying to pay all these guys.
Yeah,
you can get ahead of this.
Yeah,
you get ahead of this, and Harrison would be cheap.
Wouldn't you want
to use that $50 million on the other side of the ball to go grab a corner?
Well, yes, some people would. I mean, I got, you know, Hugh used to play defense.
Obviously not, because they haven't done it yet, so no, not really.
Honestly, everybody that doesn't want to get rid of AJ for a young cat don't have confidence in their quarterback. Because
Kyle's an idiot.
Quarterbacks that bring these young cats in, if they're established and they got a good coaching staff and they got a number one on the other side already, you know, they're not worried. You know, got great quarterbacks lose great receivers all the time, and they just keep on flowing.
Well, look at Kansas City. I mean, they got Tyreek Hill. They won two titles.
That ship has not stopped sailing yet,
and it won't. Brian, give us a snack here. What's your munchie?
Well, this is back. This is from back in back in the city a long time ago. But since you brought it up, I still crave it. It's called a pizza pretzel. Little provolone cheese, little sauce. Put a soft pretzel in the oven. It's a Philly thing. Oh, it's good. It's
pizza
really
pretzel.
Good.
Pizza pretzel is
delicious. Brian, good one, man. Pizza pretzel is delicious. All right, 215-592-9494. We got to hit something when we get back that, you know, I don't know how else to say this except it's an on-air fart by a general manager. This happened live on the air. How does it stack up to another famous one that happened literally in this studio? an investigation next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA play-in tournament gives teams a chance to play their way into the postseason, so it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Bet on three-pointers made in the game tomorrow. Let's go over maxi threes. Over-under point total, I'll go over on Brunson. First basket score. Who's scoring the first basket tomorrow? How about Kyle Lowry and more? Just go to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Make every moment more with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sounds like it's time for an investigation on the Midday Show. Welcome back. Hugh, we do these once in a while.
Every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, people need to be kept accountable, and we're the ones to do it around here. We open up investigations, and we have Detective Douglas we established earlier in the show. So today's investigation takes us down to Jacksonville, Florida. Yesterday, Trent Baalke of the Jacksonville Jaguars, their general manager, I guess this was his version of the Howie press conference of the day, the pre-draft press conference. And we'll just listen to this. You know, Trent Baalke doing a press conference about the Jaguars, their draft plans, and he just lets it out. Here it is.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
Well, that's a hell of a fart that the mic picked it up. Like, and you sitting down and the compressed pressure from your butt cheeks being on the chair and to be able to hear it as clearly as you possibly can, that was a strong one.
Gone through the final.
Let that thing rip.
So,
you know he stank. He might need to go do a check after that one.
Just a quick double check.
Yeah,
just make sure.
To go do what they call a short check. You got to check your drawer.
So here's the question: should he have even acknowledged it with the excuse?
I wouldn't have.
No, I think you got to let that ride. You got to hope that no one. I mean, it's a professional setting. I don't think they're going to question you about what that noise was.
I'd act like it wasn't me.
Right, you just act like it didn't happen.
But boy, that thing was ripped kind of loud, though.
Once the excuse me happens, it's over for him. Now we'll just talk about this forever.
I feel like there's a very clear etiquette between burps versus farts and saying excuse me. Like, if you burp in the middle of talking, it naturally interrupts your speaking, right?
Sure.
The fart, you can just talk through it. So I think it was the old Midday Show. They had Michael Irvin on the show.
There was a player a little while ago, excuse me.
So he burped.
Yeah,
I don't even
caught
it at the beginning.
There was a player a little while ago, excuse me.
But then if you're going to fart, then you can just
sit down and go, excuse me, gone through the final.
You don't have to. You can just through it.
I don't know, dog. That thing was loud.
Excuse me.
That thing, like, I can hear that. Could you imagine how, like, if it was loud on mic, can you imagine how loud it was when he got there?
Like, live?
But so he's the general manager.
That sound, and you know what, not to harp on the fart, but that sound like it stunk. That sound like that was a silent, like, it wasn't silent but deadly, but that sound like a nuclear
Loud like and deadly.
Explosion.
So yeah. I don't know how big the room was. Like, maybe they were close enough to him where he felt he compelled to say, excuse me. Maybe they were a little further away. I don't know. But do you think anyone would have asked him about it if
Absolutely
he didn't dress to it? Right, so he made this a thing.
Excuse me.
I would have asked him if I'd have been there. So you're just going to act like you ain't just bust your ass, huh? Like,
this is why you don't get invited to the press conference.
Yeah, that's why I do not go to the press conference.
I also think there is a bit of a difference. I think, like with Michael Irvin, the burp sometimes could just it just comes out, right? It just happens.
There was a play a little while ago. Excuse me.
You can't help it. I feel like what happened to Trent there yesterday, a little more controllable.
You think he just he didn't think it was going to be that loud. He was trying to fart, but he didn't think it was going to be that loud.
So I think he's a little too comfortable.
You should have done a lean. And that, then, I mean, if you're going to say, excuse me, you might as well do a lean.
That's a dead giveaway.
Well, if you do the
lean. When you go to one side or the other.
Yeah. Everyone knows what's happening there. Okay, so we had that. And let's see how that compares to a, I'm not sure if Hugh's heard this one, a very famous on-air WIP moment, very much like Trent Baalke. Here it was, what was it, about 2 or 3 years ago?
Holla at your boy.
Well, I would ask the rhetorical question of how do you come out with little energy and...
Wow, that would sound like it was stressful. Who did that?
That was Ike.
Your guy.
I got there. That's not really a fart. That's kind of like a poot.
Let's hear it again.
That's a poot.
Holla at your boy.
Well, I would ask the rhetorical question of how do you come out with little energy and...
Sit down and go.
He
excuse me,
it.
Going through the final.
I can't believe he pulled it like that.
So behind the curtain on this one, if my memory serves, this is when the old afternoon show. John would sit. We have like an adjacent booth. Okay, so they weren't in the same room, even though they were close to each other and just glass separated. They weren't in the same room. So here, I think, if I remember correctly, I think Ike wanted to turn his mic off.
Yes.
And let that happen.
Let the thing happen.
Yeah, because no other mics would have picked it up.
Right, forgot to turn the mic off. Right, because John wasn't in the same room.
Yes. But Ike and John both did the appropriate thing, and they just powered through it. They didn't.
Holla at your boy.
Well, I would ask the rhetorical question of how do you come out with little energy and...
Mark started to sit in the other room because I blew it up.
He was already there.
Sit down and go, excuse me, going through the final.
Don't worry, Joe. I'll never do you like
that. Well, we have to vote.
Let's compare both farts here.
Excuse me.
The poot is funny, but that was a whole, like, from your stomach intestinal fart. Like, yeah, that was a lot.
Like, sounds more lethal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think, to Hugh's point, though, I think Trent was probably having issues before the press conference started. Well,
sit down and go, excuse me, going through the final.
There you go, check your draws after that, bro.
Excuse me.
For real.
All right, which one's your favorite one?
The poot is funny.
Excuse me.
Because of who it is. Because that's the one. That when it comes out, it's a little bit more strenuous because it's like a little tight, confined one.
Ooh!
The other one, like you, boy, like dog, seriously, you better go check your draw, dog, for real. That would sound, like, not to be nasty, because I know probably some kids, that would sound real wet.
Excuse me.
That sounded like that might have been. You know what I mean? You got some problems. Like, dog, you better change your pants.
This one's a little more airy.
Yeah, yeah. That's, you know what I mean? That's like an air pump, like, type. That other one.
Sound like he sat on a whoopee cushion. Man. So I'm going to make a prediction right now based on what happened to Trent Baalke yesterday. No matter who the Jaguars select, they'll be a bust. There's no way this guy's ready to draft next week. He's at the podium farting. This guy, they're
busting
screwed. His
butt.
You bust ass. Yeah.
Yeah, they have no chance to nail that draft pick.
Excuse me.
One of my favorite investigations we've done. I'm glad we settled that. Our favorite live fart.
We were almost able to loop in another on-air fart that happened in WIP about 10 years ago by a host that will remain unnamed.
Chicken
unnamed, oh. Again, just unnamed.
Unnamed?
Yeah.
You know who that is?
Garbage!
Yeah, that sound like my boy. That sound like my boy right there, yeah.
Come on, big boys. Give me a holler.
Again, it's unnamed. We didn't say any names.
Unnamed.
We weren't able to track down the on-air moment. We are still searching.
We submitted a support ticket.
But does it really surprise you that he farted on the air? Like, just like, I'm pretty sure it's been several times that he's farted on the air. Like, he just looks like, you know.
Want to go? Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
Farts a lot. In the studio with, like, you know, it's something to fart with somebody's in the room with you. Because I try to be courteous. You know what I mean? If I'm a go, I'm a probably, you know, go in the hallway. But Jolly looks like he'll just fart around anybody.
Nobody mentioned any names.
Okay. Have facts, folks. Facts. Facts. Facts.
You're coming out with this without facts.
Just make sure you have a wild allegation by you.
He just looked like he farted around
just
people and don't care.
Excuse me.
I need Trent Baalke on our drop board for the show. I mean, that one, it's whenever we don't like a comment,
he's got a
boom.
Nice cozy spot on the drop board.
Trent Baalke,
that is crazy.
We'll be part of this thing.
Excuse me.
All right,
let that thing rip.
Let's go back to the phone lines here, and hopefully everyone can control themselves while they're on the phone. Robert in Germantown. What is up, Robert?
Hey, guys. Enjoy listening to your show. So today's Food Friday, right?
It is a tri-day. Yes, yeah. Hugh's looking for
not
a munchie.
Not after that segment.
Well, my favorite snack, dare I say, was hash brownies.
Hash brownies.
It's a 60s thing, Sky.
Oh, gotcha. I caught it.
Sounds appropriate for this weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big weekend.
Yeah, I'm just saying, mellows you out. It's a good way to watch sports.
Always a good way to watch sports.
Yeah. Speaking of which, on your main topic, I don't believe in Sirianni. I mean, we didn't use A.J. Brown well at all. I mean, for A.J. Brown's sake, I think the reason he was frustrated is no one was throwing the ball where he needed to get it, in the middle of the field where he could break tackles and do his thing. I mean, he's a phenomenal player. But if we're not going to use him properly, what's the point, guys? Trade him. Get a third-round guy. Harrison is not an in-the-middle kind of guy. He's more like Smith, a smaller guy downfield where we seem to want to keep throwing the football. We don't want to seem to throw it to Goddard. We don't seem to want to throw it to Brown in the middle. Now, maybe that will change, but I have zero confidence, as long as Nick Sirianni's around, that he's going to do the obvious thing, which San Francisco and Kansas City and everyone else does all day long, which is put the ball into the majority of the field.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, it was interesting, Robert. They did not use the middle of the field last year at all. I mean, Jalen Hurts, the percentage of passes he threw, you know, towards in between the hashes, is very low compared to other quarterbacks.
Yeah, and I think that's why Brown was frustrated. He knows he's, hate to use the word, but, you know, he's a beast in the middle. Hughes made this point a lot. Nobody wants to tackle this guy.
Well, especially on a slant. I mean, he's uncoverable on those because he's so big. He boxes you out, and then once he catches it, no one wants to tackle him.
No, ain't nobody want that smoke.
Yeah, if they're not going to commit to that kind of offense, where they're going to use this guy intelligently and effectively, trade him. Bring in the guy that's pressing downfield and throw your bombs, your 50-50 balls to Marvin Harrison. Save the money. Spend it on a linebacker who can actually stop those guys from penetrating the middle. And yeah, I'm good. On the quick basketball point, I was just looking at the roster. What scares me, the Knicks roster, that is, you know, almost their entire seven or eight guys are in double figures. Look at the roster. It's amazing depth. You know, I mean, no superstars, but this is basketball. This is Tom Thibodeau. Play rugged defense, play team basketball. But we have to – they're playing a three-guard offense, guys. We've got to have people. Who's our people on the perimeter to cover?
Well, it's going to be Maxey. It's going to be Lowry. I mean, they're going to need when he came here, Lowry, it was like, well, he'll play a role. Well, they're going to need a lot out of him in this series defensively because, like you said, they have a lot of guards.
Yeah, Doc is going to have to be strategic in the way that he gets these guys, that rest these guys and how he plays in their minutes in this game in particular.
And what did I say the other time when I was on Tobias Harris? He disappeared. What did he have? 2 points? 4 points?
Nine.
2 for 10, I think. Nine points.
Nine. Yeah, nine.
Points.
He struggled early on. He was struggling.
Yeah, we were saved by the older French guy.
Nick Batum. Nicholas Batum.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, he was great. He was great.
He saved us. I don't know how much he can, you know, bring it every game. Same with Lowry. The two best players in that game were Lowry and Batum.
Well, they saved them. I mean, Lowry's hustle and what he brought a little bit offense, but his hustle and his defense, Robert, we appreciate. But, I mean, Batum was off the charts the other night. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile. I'm always up for a Nick Batum song, French National Anthem.
That's all right.
Do you have your beret ready for this weekend?
No, I don't. I didn't get one. I didn't get one.
Why?
It wasn't like a priority.
Okay.
I thought you were just playing.
No. Well, I did say one.
We never play about anything.
No, I mean,
I was hoping you were just playing.
Excuse me.
Hugh thinks we're playing, and now I'm literally sitting here today in an Ask Al Trout sweatshirt. When we
and you were super excited about when you got it.
You think we're playing, and then we've had sweatshirts and T-shirts now.
I just don't know why it would cross Hugh's mind that we would joke around about literally anything on the show.
This is a serious operation.
Yeah, it is.
Excuse me.
Don't you understand? We only talk about things that have happened. We only react. We don't make up hypotheticals.
And we grade farts.
We're trying to be serious here.
We are.
Excuse me.
But we weren't in the last segment, so I'm kind of confused a little bit.
I mean, our tri-day subject today is munchy foods. That should tell you right there just how serious and buttoned up this show is, okay? Our bigger concern for you in the Sixers-Knicks series, Embiid's health or Jalen Brunson, 89% voting Embiid's health. Wow. Does that say more about everyone being nervous about Embiid's health, or are we sleeping?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.